Well, it is indeed, but I should be with you on this evening, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for inviting us into your vibrational level. And as well, we would like to extend our greetings to each of you. Now, before we begin this evening, we would like to suggest to you that there exists for you this opportunity as a result of the energy that you have brought into the sacred space, the opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication, a telepathic exchange of information, if you wish, with other entities, if that's what you desire, or indeed with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or, if you wish, with us. That choice is yours. As always, we would not suggest that you must do it, but rather that the opportunity exists for you to do it. We would never suggest that you must do anything, but only suggest that there are opportunities for you to be involved. And you would find that as a result of the energy that you have created here this evening in this space, that it would be quite easy for you to offer your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness. If you would but close your eyes and express your intent, that opportunity exists for each of you. And many times the information that you receive in that altered state is much more pertinent and much more accurate to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we express to our friend Elias and with this rather limited use of the vocabulary. As always, we offer simply as a suggestion, and you can choose to do whatever it is that you desire. Now, some of you have sat with us before. Many of you had not heard our message consciously in this particular incarnational period. And so we would begin with the basic message that we present. A message that we give, because that's what individuals desire to hear. We would suggest to you that we are an entity, as are you, a spark of consciousness that has the capacity to create, but we exist in a vibrational level that is slightly different from the vibrational level that you exist within. You can use whatever terminology it is that you desire to give an explanation for this existence. You can call it a plane of existence if that sounds more familiar. It doesn't really matter what the term is. We use the term of vibrational level simply because that's a concept that individuals can grasp and get an understanding of. You see, there are a multitude of vibrational levels that exist within the same time and within the same space. And we use the analogy that it's similar to the radio waves that you transmit across your atmosphere. There are a multitude of those radio waves that are in existence in the same time and in the same space. But you have instruments that allow you to specifically tune into one particular radio wave, one particular frequency, and hear the transmission that's occurring after that frequency on that radio wave. Similarly, and we use similarly only in the context of expressing the analogy, similarly, there exists vibrational levels within the same time and within the same space. We exist in one vibrational level, and you as individuals exist in this, your particular vibrational level. And once again, there are a multitude of vibrational levels that exist throughout what you might refer to as creation. Now, your vibrational level is very unique. You see, within your vibrational level, you have as a human consciousness agreed, formed a consensus to erect what we refer to as an electromagnetic top of energy that exists throughout each and every atom of your entire creation in this vibrational level. And that electromagnetic energy that you have created and put in place has two purposes. First of all, it limits you understanding who and what you truly are while you are in your conscious state. That's your choice. Secondly, it does not allow interference from entities that exist outside of your vibrational level. There are no entities existing outside of your vibrational level that have the capacity to come in and manipulate your reality. You as individuals have put in place that energy, an electromagnetic type of energy, and we use that type specifically to give you an understanding that it's not exactly an electromagnetic energy, but that's the closest explanation that we can give you. This electromagnetic type of energy exists throughout your entire vibrational level, and it limits others from interfering in your vibrational level and in your creation process. That's assuming, of course, that there are others who would wish to interfere. You see, outside of your vibrational level, there are not entities who desire to come in and to manipulate your reality. Absolutely not. There are entities such as us who are quite interested in this rather unique reality that you are creating. And we are interested for a very specific reason. Because you see, when you are in your vibrational level and you are creating this reality and you hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are, you have the capacity to experience a depth and range of feelings that is not possible in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation. And that's what's unique about your creation and about your vibrational level. And that's what our interest is. And so we are an entity, a spark of consciousness, if you wish, that has the capacity to create. And we are not so much different than you. For you as well are sparks of consciousness that have the capacity to create. We come for one simple reason. And that is because it was requested. We have been given that opportunity to enter into your vibrational level in a very limited capacity through our friend Allah as through an expression of intent and a desire for that interaction. And as we have suggested before, we have had these interactions with Elias in other incarnational periods that he has been involved in. And we welcome once again that opportunity to be involved in that interaction in this incarnational period. We express to you ideas and concepts that you desire to view, but that you have access to with inside of your own consciousness. You see, to believe that there is an entity existing outside of your vibrational level that has more knowledge about your creation process is to suggest that your neighbor who sits in the house next door has a better idea of what you're doing within your own home than what you do yourself. It just doesn't really make any sense. And so when we express to you ideas and concepts, we're bringing them from within inside of the knowledge that each of you possess within your consciousness and within your subconsciousness. And we are simply bringing that forth so that you can hear it if you desire to hear it within your conscious state. We do not come to in any way attempt to influence or to them to suggest to you that you must do this or you must do that, or that there are certain aspects of your creation that we can assist you with that you're not capable of discovering that assistance from within inside yourself. Absolutely not. And so the ideas that we present to you come from within inside. We many times interact on a vibrational level, on a telepathic level, if you wish, to bring forth into your consciousness those ideas that you desire to hear an expression of. We once again are, as you, a multidimensional personality existing in a vibrational level not all that different from yours, with that distinct difference that we understand absolutely who and what we truly are, and we understand our creation process. We, as are you, are a multidimensional personality. We understand and interact with that many facets of our personality, while you, as individuals in your conscious state, believe that this particular instant, this particular incarnational being is the most important one and the one that demands all your focus while you are in your conscious state. Ironically, when you enter into your altered state of consciousness, when you enter into the real world, you interact with other areas of your multidimensional personality, and you get a better grasp or an understanding of who and what you truly are than you experience in your conscious state. And so we come to you as the result of a request, no more, no less. Now, once again, we have never experienced existence within your vibrational level, and we have no desire to. Not that we don't find it interesting, not that we don't consider it to be very important, but nonetheless, it's not a particular experience that we have any desire to bring into our reality. Now, we have but three basic truths that we would suggest to you. Three simple truisms, if you wish, beliefs that you bring with you into this vibrational level and that you cannot alter. And there are but three. Each and every belief that you hold that does not fall within the capacity of those three beliefs, you can change. Absolutely. Every belief that you hold within your conscious state, you can change. Every belief that you hold within your subconscious state, with the exception of those three beliefs, you can change. Absolutely. You see, this reality that you experience is a reflection of your beliefs and your belief systems. You have what we refer to as a human consciousness belief system. Belief systems that apply to what you might refer to as your laws of physics. Those particular attributes that you absolutely know that you cannot change. Well, you know you cannot change them until you do change them. But nonetheless, in your conscious state, it would be very difficult to convince you that you can alter those human consciousness belief systems. For they are belief systems that you, as individuals, when you chose to enter into this vibrational level, agreed to on a consensus basis to participate in and to create within. And so there are, once again, the human consciousness belief systems. And then you have what we refer to as the societal belief systems. You see, within each society in your system, there are different belief systems that affect the reality that those individuals experience, and you can see it as you explore the different cultures and realities and societies that exist around your earth. They are the result of societal belief systems. in society where belief systems are easier to change and to alter than the human consciousness belief systems. And then you have what we refer to as the personal belief systems. The belief systems that you as individuals hold that are responsible for the interactions that you experience in your day-to-day activities. Now, in your conscious state, you believe that if you have an experience, then from that experience you draw forth a belief. And as long as you can duplicate the experience, then you reinforce the belief. Well, we would suggest to you that it's exactly the opposite. First of all, you hold the belief, and then you create the experience to validate the belief. Now, that can be difficult for many to grasp, that concept. But it's a concept which will give you absolute empowerment in this creation process that you are involved in. Now, many of the beliefs that you hold in your conscious state are beliefs that you can express. You can sit down and write out the list of what your beliefs are. And you can say, well, I believe this and I believe this particular attribute, and when I'm experiencing this in my reality, then this is the belief that I draw from and that I hold from a result of that particular experience. But it's the beliefs that you hold with inside. It's the beliefs that are in your subconsciousness that you may have difficulty in expressing consciously. And each of you have had an experience when something occurs and you are somewhat shocked to discover that you have a different emotion, a different attitude, and a different belief than what you expected that would apply to that particular experience. It's like, oh God, I didn't think that's how I felt. I didn't believe that way. Those are beliefs that you hold within your subconsciousness. And each of you have them, and you have multitudes of beliefs. And this reality that you experience in your conscious state is a reflection of those beliefs. You first of all hold the belief, and from the belief you create and experience the reality. Now, when you were in your conscious state, many would believe that this is the most awareness state that you can be in. And yet, ironically, it's exactly the opposite. When you are in this state of awareness in what you refer to as your conscious state, you are as far removed from who and what you truly are as it's possible for you to be. You have erected that electromagnetic type of energy to its fullest extent that limits your interacting with that portion that you refer to as your higher self. And you are as far removed from reality as it's possible for you to be. A rather unique situation, once again, that only exists within your vibrational level. When you are in those altered states of consciousness, in what you might refer to as a meditative state, in what we refer to as the dream state, and the deep dream state, in what we refer to as the between incarnational state, you, many times, change your beliefs, or put in place beliefs that will bring into your conscious state the reality that you truly desire to experience. Now, we suggest that you bring into your conscious state that which you desire to experience. Not some other individual. Not some entity that exists outside of your vibrational level and somehow sits here and looks down upon you and says, well, today you're going to experience this and tomorrow you're going to experience this, and I think that maybe you should have this. Absolutely not. And so one of the truisms that you bring into this reality and into this vibrational level, and indeed one of the truisms that exists throughout all of creation, is that you create your reality. You, as individuals, sparks of consciousness, entities, whichever it is that you desire to call yourself, create the reality that you experience. And you do it through beliefs, and attitudes. You do through the choices that you make. You do it through using your imagination and your expectation. It's an expression of your desires. Absolutely. You create your reality. Now that reality is once again a reflection of beliefs. And that is a very simple explanation. For you see, it's a reflection of belief systems. And we've used the analogy that it's similar to suggesting that each and every particular element in your universe is comprised of atoms. And yet you know and understand that indeed it's the nature of the atom and it's the semblance of those atoms that give you that so-called matter that you experience in your vibrational level and in your universe. And so it's a combination of atoms and of molecules of various densities and properties that give you this illusion of the reality that you experience. And similarly, the creation process is a combination of a multitude of beliefs, all combined together to give you your day-to-day experiences. And if you understand and accept the responsibility for the creation of your reality, and you understand that as you create it through the uses and expressions of your belief systems and your attitudes, your choices and your decisions, what it is that you desire, then you can begin to understand as well as you have the capacity to change it. You can have whatever it is that you desire in your conscious state. And there is no right or wrong other than that which you determine is right or wrong. You see, right or wrong or good or evil is a human conscious concept. It does not exist outside of your vibrational level and indeed does not exist in your varied altered states of consciousness. It's a conscious, human conscious creation as you experience it in your conscious state. In that creation process that's the result of the beliefs that you hold it inside, that's expressed by that multi-dimensional personality that you are, has no judgment on what's right or wrong. It simply creates whatever it is that you desire. And it does it quite accurately. And it will give you whatever it is that you wish to bring into your conscious state so that you can experience it. And so one of the truisms that you cannot alter is that you, as individuals, as spots of consciousness, create this reality. Absolutely. You, as a human consciousness, have a consensus for the so-called laws of physics that you create and put in place, and that you have within you the capacity to alter should you, as a human consciousness, decide to do so. You, as well, as individuals, create your day-to-day interactions and experiences. You put in place all the contracts and the agreements so that you can have that experience in your conscious state. And you do all of this manipulation in your altered states of consciousness in the real world, where you dream, where you interact with other entities that are existing not only in this particular incarnational period, but other entities that are existing in what you might refer to as your between incarnational periods, and indeed even that multidimensional personality that you are that's experiencing other incarnational periods in other areas of your so-called atmosphere. You, as individuals in that altered state of consciousness, put in place all of the belief systems, all of the agreements and all of the contracts to experience the reality that you create from death to death. You cannot escape that. You, as individuals, create your reality. Now, that becomes difficult for many to grasp that concept. There are those who would believe that they have guides and angels that assist them to correct this reality. Well, we suggested that there are about three beliefs or truisms that you cannot alter. And the one is that you craft your reality through your belief systems. You craft your reality. And that the reality that you experience is a reflection of that belief system or beliefs. So if you wish to have angels and guides assist you in your correction process, you can have that. That's not right or wrong. That's your choice. You can hold that belief and you can correct that reality and it will be real. It will be as real as anything else in this illusionary reality that you are experiencing. Absolutely. You can have that. If you wish to believe that there's some entity that's the master entity that exists, that creates this entire vibrational level for you, you can create experiences that will validate that belief system. Absolutely. You can have whatever it is that you desire. There are no limitations other than your imagination. You create your reality based upon the beliefs that you hold. One of the truisms that you cannot alter. You can have whatever it is that you desire. You have but to desire and to imagine and to expect and you will create it, absolutely. You have but to go into your altered state of consciousness and alter the belief system and you will see that alteration of the belief system reflected in the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities. Absolutely. That's one of the truisms that you cannot escape. The second truism is that you, as individuals, as sparks of consciousness that have the capacity to create, are the God that you search for. You are the God that you search for. You see, we use various terminology in order to fit into your understanding of a concept in order to facilitate a transmission of an idea and a thought through the rather limited use of a vocabulary in concepts that you can grasp in your conscious state. And so we say that you are a spark of consciousness. Or we would suggest that you are a piece of the one. Or we would suggest that you are the God that you search for. All of those particular explanations have their limitations. You see, to suggest that you are a spark of consciousness leads one to believe that there must be this great fire then and you're but part of that fire. And it's not that way at all. To suggest that you are the piece of the one is to suggest that there is once again that magnificent one and that you are but a piece and it's not that way either. And to suggest that you are the God for many brings in visions of this almighty being that directs and controls and manipulates your entire vibrational level. And how can you possibly be that? And so that explanation is not entirely accurate either. For you see, that spark of consciousness that you are is no more and no less than any other spark of consciousness that exists throughout all of creation. There is no more. This is not a space concept. It's not like you're greater than or less than, but rather absolutely equal to, and as large as you wish to imagine, and as small and as infinitely tiny as it's possible for you to grasp in your conscious state of understanding. You are a spark of consciousness equal to no more and no less than any other spark of consciousness that exists throughout all of creation. You are the God that you search for. So many individuals are on a quest for spirituality. They'd like to find that spirituality. But you can't lose your spirituality. It's who and what you truly are. You can put in place an electromagnetic type of energy that you do quite well within your vibrational level that limits that understanding and that connection while you are in your conscious state. And it's a choice that you make. You are here by choice. You are the ones who determined to put in place this vibrational level. And you are the ones who chose to enter into it. And you are the ones who chose to erect that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding and that connection with who and what you truly are while you are in your conscious state. You, as individuals, chose to enter into this vibrational level and to create in the manner that you create. and to limit your understanding and that connection with your so-called higher self or that piece of the God that you are or that spark of consciousness that you are while you are in your conscious state. You made the choice to limit the understanding. You did not choose to separate. And there's a huge difference there. To limit the understanding is to suggest that you focus on a very minute part of that multidimensional personality that you are, but you're not lost and you're not separate from that multidimensional personality that is infinitely small and yet is beyond your wildest imaginations for the capacity and the size, if you wish, or the magnitude of who and what you truly are. And so you cannot be lost. You cannot be separate from that particular aspect of your consciousness. You simply hide from it. And there's a tremendous difference there. And so the second truism is that you, as individuals, are the God that you search for. You as individuals are sparks of consciousness that create the reality that you exist within and experience in your day-to-day activities. Absolutely. And there is but one more truism, if you wish, that you cannot alter and that you cannot change. And that truism is that you absolutely cannot fail at some point within your existence to come to the absolute understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You see, you are not put here by some entity where you must learn certain lessons in order to evolve and to progress. Absolutely not. You're here because you choose to be here. You choose to be existing within this vibrational level. It's your choice to be you. It's your choice to erect that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding of who and what you truly are. But you absolutely cannot fail at some point to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. It's a given. It's not something that you must progress toward. You don't have to learn a pile of lessons. Unless that's what you believe and that's what you wish to experience, you can have that as well. But it's not necessary. When you are in your conscious state, once again, you are as far removed from who and what you truly are as it's possible for you to be. When you alter your consciousness and enter into a meditative state, or as many were experiencing on this very afternoon, an altered state of consciousness, that puts them in various levels of their conscious stage. You have within that altered state of consciousness a capacity to get slight glimpses into the true, real world, the real existence. You from there can enter into what we refer to as the dream state. Now, in that so-called dream state, in that altered state of consciousness, you are as near to ending, if you wish, your participation in this particular incarnational period as it's possible for you to come and to still remain in this particular incarnational period. It's one step in your altered state of consciousness to enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational state. Now, each of you understand that when you are in your conscious state, you will enter into that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the dream state. Absolutely guaranteed, there's not one individual within this particular vibrational level in this incarnational period that exists without entering into that dream state. When you are in that dream state, You interact with other individuals and you put in place the alterations in your belief systems and confirmations in your contracts in order to continue to experience, when you come back into your conscious state, the reality that you are creating. When you are in that altered state of consciousness, in that dream state, you are, once again, one step away from the altered state of consciousness that puts you into the between incarnational state. When you die, in other words. Now, each of you believes that there's a very good chance that you will come back into your conscious state from the dream state. Each of you absolutely understand without a doubt that at some point you will enter that between incarnational state. That's a belief that you hold. That's a human consciousness belief system that you hold. And so that's a real difficult one for you to change, and each of you know. You have that knowing within inside you that at some point you are going to die. At some point, you are going to alter your state of consciousness and enter into that between incarnational state. When you are in that between incarnational state, you still exist within this vibrational level. You may have thinned the veil. You may have thinned that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your understanding of who and what you truly are. But nonetheless, you continue to create the reality even in that between incarnational state based upon the beliefs that you hold in your subconsciousness. If you believe that you're going to experience some type of heaven when you enter into that between incarnational state, then you shall have that experience, absolutely. It just becomes much more difficult to perpetuate the experience in that altered state of consciousness than it is to perpetuate this experience in your conscious state where you believe you're not in control. You see, in that altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational states, you get glimpses into the magnitude of who and what you truly are. And you begin to understand that that's an illusionary state. Many of you are quite proficient at entering into your dream state and taking into that dream state a slight awareness of your consciousness and enter into what we refer to as lucid dreaming that allows you to manipulate that dream consciously. You understand that it's a dream. But you also understand that you can have the capacity to alter it. And ironically, that reality in your dream state is much more real than the reality that you experience in your conscious state. And similarly, when you enter into the between incarnational states, you can perpetuate the reality based upon your beliefs, but it's much harder. Similarly, to containing and manipulating your dream state, it's much harder to hold a particular concept and make that go forward and have it seem like it's something that's not within your control. So when you're in that between incarnational state, if you wish to experience some type of heaven, you can have that. Absolutely. You can create whatever it is you desire. Once again, there are absolutely no limitations other than your imagination. But at that point, you're still existing within inside this veil that you have created. You're still existing within your vibrational level. You, at that point, begin to have an opportunity. Now, it's an opportunity that you create. It's not an opportunity that someone comes along and says, okay, it's your turn. It's an opportunity that's based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs, based upon your desires. It's your choice. It's your opportunity that you have created to thin that veil even farther and to grasp an even greater understanding of who and what you truly are. And at that point, should you choose, you may leave this vibrational level. It's a choice. It's not based upon whether or not you've done it right or wrong. It's not based upon whether or not you've been good or bad. Absolutely not. It's based upon a choice that you choose. Do I wish to remain in this vibrational level? Do I wish to continue to experience the broad depth and range of feelings and emotions that are possible within this vibrational level? Or do I choose to leave? The choice is yours. And we guarantee you that you absolutely cannot fail to come to that point in your consciousness where you shall have the opportunity to make that choice. You cannot fail. One of the three truths that we would suggest you cannot alter. And so they are very simple. The first one is that you create your reality. The second one is that you are that piece of God that you search for, a spark of consciousness that has the capacity to create a piece of the One, whatever terminology you desire to use to give an explanation to that concept. And number three, you absolutely cannot fail to come to the full understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. Now, you as individuals have chosen, as a human consciousness choice, to put in place what we refer to as a new age and new energy. And we use that phrase because it's one that's been bantered around among your metaphysical individuals for years, and so it fits well within an explanation that you can grasp and understand. And in the year of 1987, you as a human consciousness chose to begin the alteration of the energy within this vibrational level. And you at that time put in place a 25-year period for this alteration to occur and to be completed. Now, you could have done it instantly, absolutely. But you see, in this illusionary reality that you exist in, two of the illusions that perpetuate your conscious creation process and make it real are the belief in time and space. Those two illusions are the most difficult, if you wish, for you to alter. And so, by having a 25-year period for this alteration of the energy to occur within your vibrational level, you in your conscious state validate that belief in time and space, which are illusions. They only exist in your conscious state. They do not exist in your altered state of consciousness or in other vibrational levels. They, as this entire vibrational level that you experience in your conscious state, is an illusion. It's not suggesting that it's insignificant or that it's not important, but rather that it's an illusion. And so you put in place this 25-year period to alter the energy in this vibrational level. Because you see, prior to the year of 1987, you had set in place the particular mechanisms and belief systems that would have destroyed your vibrational level. For all intents and purposes, you as a human consciousness had decided that you'd been here long enough and you'd experienced all that you could experience, and you were quite ready to end the experience and get on with other creation processes. And just set in place the necessary elements and belief systems to terminate your vibrational level. And then, if you have the choice to do, you alter that belief system. You alter that belief system. If you put in place the transition into this new age and new energy, that once complete would allow you to create your reality consciously. Now, that's not something that you couldn't do in the past. It's just something that you agreed not to do in the past. You see, there's a big difference in that concept. It's not that you couldn't do these things in your past. It's that you as individuals and as a human consciousness chose not to do them. And you chose not to do them for a very specific reason. And that was to mark this conscious state of your creation as real and as much out of your control as possible, in order to validate the reality and thereby validate the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience. And now as you enter into this new age and new energy, you have chosen to put in place a type of energy that allows you to grasp that concept of the reality creation process consciously, and to begin to consciously develop methods and techniques to correct your reality. Consciously correct your reality. Now, whether you choose to enter into that new age or new energy and to believe that it's possible for you to create consciously is not a right or wrong concept or a right or wrong decision. It's one that you make based upon your beliefs. And it's not wrong if you choose not to, and there are many entities who do not choose to enter into that new age and new energy. There are many entities who have chosen to believe that there has been mass destruction on your vibrational level, and they believed while they were in their conscious state that they were terminating this particular vibrational level. And they chose not to enter into or to experience that alteration in this incarnational period. It's also rather ironic that many of those individuals who will make the choice to reincarnate rather than to make the choice to leave this vibrational level, and many will leave, by the way, but those who choose to reincarnate will bring back within their creation process and within their incarnational period a conscious grasp of an understanding of the process that's necessary to create their reality. They shall come back in what many of your so-called metaphysics have termed as the indigo children. Individuals who have a conscious grasp of the reality creation process. And many of those individuals can be very difficult to deal with, especially in their so-called adolescent years, when they understand that this creation is their creation. And they don't ask for things, but rather they simply require them because that's their right. Because that's their creation. Because they understand that they can have whatever it is that they desire. And that doesn't fit within that old age, old energy concept. And so many of those adolescent children are having and experiencing great difficulty in that alteration process. Things will become much easier for them once that complete transition has been accomplished. And they are, once again, individuals who've come in aware of the transition into the new age and new energy. Their children will come in with the understanding not only of the creation process that's available consciously, but with the understanding that you can only create from a position of love. All of this creation that you experience only comes from a position of love. You as individuals create your reality, absolutely, but you do it from a position of love. That's the only possible way to create. And so to create consciously, it's a great benefit to bring into your conscious unlimited, unconditional self-love. And those children of the indigo children will understand the creation process from that position of absolute, unconditional love. And we call them the peacemakers. For within that generation you will witness the end of what you would refer to as your warlike actions on this earth. Now, we don't normally make predictions because it's completely within your capacity to correct whatever it is that you desire. But should you continue along the present path that you as individuals and as a human consciousness have chosen, that is, by all likelihood, the outcome that you shall experience in your creation, in your vibrational level. For you, once again, are sparks of consciousness that have the capacity to create and absolutely cannot fail. Each and every other reality that you experience can be altered. Each and every belief that you hold other than those three are up for grabs. You craft your reality as a reflection of your belief systems and your attitude, your choices and your decisions, how you think and feel based upon your imagination and desires and expectations, and it all flows together and you experience it in your day-to-day activities. And you will see individuals involved in certain interactions and interactivities, and they will take away different perceptions of what it was that occurred. And those perceptions are based upon their belief systems. For some it can be a very traumatic experience, and for others it can be exactly the opposite. The same experience, the same particular interaction occurred, but the concept, the emotions that were experienced can be very different indeed, depending upon an individual's belief system, their attitudes, what it is that they choose to experience. And so you as individuals create your reality absolutely. You can create whatever it is that you desire, for you are that spark of consciousness, that God that you search for. It's not something that you can lose, it's who and what you truly are. And we guarantee that you absolutely cannot fail. And if you can get a grasp of that concept, that you absolutely cannot fail, and you lock that away, you can put that aside, you can forget about, I have to do this and I have to do this or I'm not going to achieve my lessons or my goals. You can put all that aside, for you absolutely cannot fail. And you can get on with doing the things that you desire to do, to creating what it is that you desire to experience in order to facilitate the intense emotions and feelings that it's possible for you to have within your vibrational level. The choice is yours, absolutely. And now, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for allowing us this opportunity to once again enter into your vibrational level. We would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather exist within the same time and space in a different vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity. While we cannot manipulate or influence your particular reality, we can offer to you our unending support and our absolute unconditional love. And we would be with you always. And we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.